to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, this week we had a runner do set a goal and beat it, right? In her race this week.
Yes. She'll probably hear this, so she'll know we're talking about her. But the great part as a running coach, or just as a coach, is when your runner succeeds. You know, the excitement never goes away. That thrill is so exciting. And, you know, I said this to you, I was like, I'm equally prepared for the runner to also have a disastrous race. Like, as a coach, in your mind, you've already prepared. Something goes wrong, you know, but you've also helped the runner think about these things. But what we were laughing about is she had started, her goal was to run this 30K race sub 3. So that was the goal.
Sub 3 hours.
And of course, pain-free.
No injuries.
And crossed the finish line in under 3 hours. So as she continued her training, so even last night, the night before the race, she said to me, okay, I still want that sub 3 goal. I'd really like to run 2:45. Like that would be even better. Well,
you called it a secret goal.
Yeah, my secret goal. And right. I think all of us as runners do that, you know, just, I mean, you know, or what you say out loud, or, you know, like then you, or you think maybe I could do this, and then you're scared maybe to shoot for that. You know, I mean, I think this, and then it starts to get in your head, then I'm overthinking. Right. So I just said to her, look, 3 hours, sub 3 is the goal. That's the top goal. Whatever happens past that, that's just going to be gravy, bonus, you know, excitement. Right. And then give you aims for next time, right? Because that's the fun of racing. So anyway, she had this secondary goal of 2:45. She ran a 2:48. So she met that goal. Like she ran that sub 3. And then, you know, there's a little voice that she's thinking, what could I have done to lose 3 more minutes and hit that 2:45? So see, now she's got strategy to think about. You can't have that perspective, though, until you've already raced.
Right.
And so the fun part for me is, of course, as her coach, you know, what can I do to help her, right, for during the race? And also, though, to help other runners. And anytime you set a goal, like when you really succeed and reach that goal, then let's set another goal. And a lot of us do that. I mean, I'm guilty too, where you're like, man, I just gotta run, you know, I just want to run this. And then as you keep going, you think you can, you know, you maybe have a second goal, but
well,
the best
talk
part
about that. You were saying when we were talking before you get off of that, this idea of basically it's like serving two masters. You can't really have two goals. You really need to just focus on the one.
Correct.
And let that be your driving force, because otherwise you kind of, like you said, you may overtrain, you'll overthink things. It'll mess with hitting even that first goal. Now, if she were training and maybe she set the first goal when she first started, and then as she's training, you're starting to see like that first goal's easy. She's going to totally wipe that out. Would you say to her as her coach, like, what if we changed your goal from 3 to 2:45? Like, would you advise her? Is that something a runner could do? Like, I actually think I could do 2:45. Let's
absolutely
change it.
Yes, okay. Of course. And here's what's fun, guys. So she's such a good student.
Yeah.
I gave her a three month training plan. And she had running, of course, but we're RunRx. So I also gave her strength training, running drills, all to go with her training. And, of course, her self-care. So she had a warm-up. She had her drills she had to do. She had her strength training. And she did it all. And what's great is it's flexible. She didn't, you know, you follow your schedule. I give you the plan. I give you the 4 or 5 workouts for the week. And then they fit into your life. And then the best part is, as your coach, she lives in Canada and I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
So as your coach, the way she and I got to work together was 2 ways. Well, I guess I should say 3. So of course she can email, which is to me like the minimal
way.
Right? The minimal.
Yeah.
So that's one. But she goes above and beyond that, and she sends in her check-ins. So, you know, I'm your coach. I want to see you. So I ask my runners to send me not just check-ins of their run. I want to see check-ins of your drill and of your strength because I need to see how you're moving. Because if you're starting to move much better than when you first started. So, you know, she came in and was a newer runner and was also getting pain in her run in her hip. So we had to get through that first. And all of a sudden now you're running and you're like, wow, my hip doesn't hurt. I'm not in pain. I have so much more efficiency. Those miles that were so challenging before just aren't quite as challenging. Yes, we're going to reset your goal, you know, because now you're in a different place. On the other end, she'd never run this distance. So I was really, I was of the mindset, I really want her to have this first event be such a great success. And we had weather as a factor, you know, all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So, but it is the, this is guys for everybody, like as your coach, and she came in on the Zooms. So we have a Zoom training where I'm actually working with you live. So I can
real time. Like people don't get that. That's like, you are moving right now. And at the same time, you're correcting me. So it's not this, I did the run yesterday and I send it in and I get your feedback, which is unique in and of itself, but the Zooms go with it. So it really is that, that real time you can correct that mistake while it's happening.
So I think a challenge for people is, and I would be too, guys, like, what would you do on a running Zoom? What do you just run in place for an hour? You know, like people ask me that and I'm like, well, no. However, we're doing running movements that are a mix of strength exercises and active pulling. And I think what, if you start to see running as a skill, and it's the skill of you being able to hold your body upright and pull your foot up, which actually requires a lot of core strength, a lot of balance, elasticity. Well, when we do the Zooms, it's you kind of like going to your workout class, if you will. Like you're going to do the things in the Zoom that you're less likely to do yourself. In fact, I just read this yesterday, so I'll mention it. There's a guy, he's a running coach. He coached elites. He's just wrote a book, and it's called Doing Hard Things. And it's all about that, you know, like we really want to skip the hard part. We want to do the montage. So, and he said he actually used running drills as an example. So I thought that was great. And he said a lot of runners that didn't do track and field or weren't professionals, they skip drills because they feel silly.
Yeah.
And it's true, guys. You know, part of the reason she was so successful in her run, and she's not our only runner. She just raced today, so we were excited.
Right.
We had another guy come in. He'd never run a marathon, and his back was hurting. So he's like, I'll just do whatever. I just don't want my back to hurt. And then he went from, I want to run 4 hours, and then, oh my gosh, I think I can break 4 hours. And he did. And the challenge isn't what his mileage was. It was that during the week, he took that time to do those drills, and they are silly. You look really silly, but these guys were willing to come on and let me work with them on their movement. And so what's fun now, by the way, and this will be the rest of their running life. As long as they're consistent in working on those drills and, you know, skill stuff that we give them, they can now set those more realistic goals, if you will, because now you know what the race feels like.
Now I want to kind of take it back to what you were talking about, the plan you gave her. Now, we have plans in the membership. We have maybe basic, you know, 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon, triathlon. We have ultras. So it's not so much like the point is I can come in and just work that plan with you. Or in this case, because she is a very active member of our membership, were you able to kind of take it and modify it more for this is your goal? This is who you are. This is your, you know, like, I don't think she used our set one, or did you take
she,
it?
No. Well, actually, well, this is kind of funny. So just like most runners, I have a 5K plan, a 10K plan, half marathon, and then I go right to full marathon. So here she comes and she's like, well, I want to run a 30K.
Right.
So I was like, well, perfect. This gives me an opportunity to put together a 30K plan, which coincidentally I have for trail running. It's a little bit different. So I actually, and she had just run our half marathon. She's so good. She did the 10K plan. She did the half marathon. So I didn't want her to just repeat. So I created not really for her, but just it's for everybody. Anybody.
It's for everybody. Right. But my point is that having that coach when you're going through something like this, especially if you're, you know, this is her first 30K, it was her first half marathon, having that coach that can, okay, maybe I'm going through a project at work, so I can't get this many workouts in, or I'm sick when I'm supposed to do a long run. How do I adjust for that? These kinds of questions that come up that people don't realize how valuable it is. If you go, if you're in a running group, I was in a running group, you were in a running group, and you ask them, hey guys, I now have to travel during the week that we're supposed to do our long run together. What do you guys think? Should I do it up there? Oh my God, you'll get 10 different answers from 10 different people. So, and that's not to say that that's wrong. It's just confusing. It's confusing in everything. And everybody has an opinion about something. This could be, I want to make sourdough bread, right? Like, it could be something totally not running related, and you're going to get that. So having that coach, the one that you're actually, you're the expert in this field, and I want you to help me. So what should I do? And then she listened to you, which, of course, is huge. You know, we don't have a lot of those, but actually listening to your coach is a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. So well, your coach is only looking out for you. Like, I have no other interest than in your success.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, so, I mean, that to me, and, you know, it's like anything else. It's worth it. It's really worth it, especially like, you know, like, as you guys know, we talk about this all the time. We have so many runners that come to us because they're injured or because they tried to get to their goal and they missed it. So that is our primary goal. We want you to just run your race and have fun and, of course, be pain-free. And then, of course, once you're pain-free, everybody wants a time goal.
Yeah. So basically, for in her case, she came in, she did the work to learn to run efficiently. She fixed any injuries or inconsistencies in what she was doing. And then she picked a small goal. You said 10K, right?
Right.
And then she went to a half, and then she went to the 30K, all while working as part of our membership. I think she might even be a lifetime member. I can't remember. I've been going through it. But the point is, she came in and did the work. She was coachable, right? And then she worked, talked to you about it. Like, she worked with you on her strength training. You were saying that she did everything, right? She did her drills. She did her warm-up. She did her strength training. She did all of it, right?
She checked in. And I think, for a lot of us, you know, that's the reason people join running groups. Like, you mentioned a running group. That's the accountability. Like, I want someone to be there with me for my run. Right. And I love that. I think people, sure, if you love running with other people, absolutely. However, they're not usually your coach. Right. It's your accountability partner. It's your friend. It's your running buddy. It's all those things. Reality is, though, your running coach is your running coach. And it's fun to have one. However, to be fair to everybody out there, as you guys know, we have so much great content. You can get started with any of our stuff.
So that's how I'm going to wrap it up today. If you are interested in learning to run pain-free, maybe you've been wrestling with an injury that just keeps coming back or won't go away. Maybe you think you just weren't meant to run, but you really wished you could. Maybe you have a time goal and you just haven't been able to hit it. Come into the membership. Let us watch you run. Let us be a great student. I want you to be our next success story. Because one other thing I said to Valerie was, I'm not your running coach. I'm your mindset coach. I'm kind of the back end. I handle the business side of things, right? I'm your producer, if for lack of a better word. But hearing those stories makes me glad. I feel like I'm part of the journey because I'm helping to craft a message, helping to craft, you know, information and products. How can we help you succeed? So hearing these wonderful stories just makes me proud. It's not just about being your coach. It's about, like you said, the whole community is so proud when you're able to do that. We really are, because we've been there. Right.
Right.
We've all gone through it together. Yeah. Yeah. And on the, I feel odd, or this doesn't feel right, or man, I got injured. What did I do wrong? We've all been there. So I hope you'll look to runrx.fit. That's runrx.fit. I have to correct that because the transcripts will always do that wrong. It'll say runnerrx. Mm-hmm. So it's runrx.fit. And guys, if you haven't noticed, if you're not part of a mailing list, I sent out a big announcement. We are resurging our YouTube channel. So this podcast, if you're listening to it on YouTube, thank you. I hope you subscribe. If you're listening to it on another podcast platform, go to YouTube and join our YouTube channel. We have been doing deep dives, 2 and 3 a week. We're going to be starting to possibly go live with some of these podcasts, or if the topic is convenient and like, God, this would have been great if we were in person, Valerie will do a subsequent deep dive into a topic we're talking about on the podcast. You can talk to us. You can ask questions on any of the deep dives. You can make comments. We would love to hear from you. Please become part of our community, whether it's with Instagram, Facebook, X, YouTube. Eventually, we're going to be on Rumble. I might even go to, we're actually even looking at TikTok. So no matter what channel you're listening to us on, we hope you'll join us and be part of the community. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.